Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Have you ever wondered how your own identity would be affected if the language you spoke best, the language you learned as a child, became extinct? That scenario, while perhaps far-fetched to some, has been a distinct possibility, even a reality, for many Native Americans for the past 200 years. In fact, of the estimated 800 languages that existed in the New World prior to the arrival of Europeans, less than 200 remain today. That alarming trend has propelled a number of Native Americans, among them Hopi tribesman Emery Sakakwaptawa, to take measures to preserve their verbal heritage. Sakakwaptawa, who was born on the Hopi Reservation in Arizona in the 1930s, has lived to see the percentage of tribe members fluent in Hopi shrink from 100 to 15%. Now a lawyer and anthropologist at the University of Arizona, he has collaborated with a team of linguists and native Hopi speakers to create a first-ever dictionary of the Hopi language. Published in 1998, the dictionary is the most comprehensive single-volume documentation of a North American native language in existence today. A remarkable fact, considering that Hopi had no alphabet or written form prior to the 19th century. Sakakwaptawa and his colleagues are also spearheading an effort to construct a language learning center that would specialize in the preservation and revitalization of Hopi and other Native American languages. Sakakwaptawa hopes that the new school will help slow down the 500-year trend of disappearing Native languages. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.